This is my day. This is my day. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me.
This is my daily bread.
This is my day. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
One more time, I'm desperate.
And I'm desperate for you. Thank you.
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Hallelujah. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Come on, prophesy this morning. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Hey. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that. Get up out of that. He healed my heart, changed my name, forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Come on and give him a shout of praise.
Thank you. What we're singing right here is the Lord's Prayer. And everything that God has done, He hasn't done to keep it in heaven. But we sing, let your kingdom come on earth. Because what we're doing is we're receiving everything that He paid for. We're saying, whatever you paid for, Lord, I receive that into my life. Amen. And so, Father, we say that right now. We thank you. We thank you for everything you've done in Jesus, that it's all been done, that it's all finished, that it's all complete, that everything we could ever need is done in Jesus. And we say, let your kingdom come in our lives. Let your kingdom come in our families. Let your kingdom come in our bodies. Let your kingdom come in our lives. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done. And family, right here as we, this is the time in our service where we want to pray for you if there's anything that you have need of. And you know, all of us have, we've all been through stuff. We've been, we all go through things. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel less than because you're going through something and you want somebody to stand and agree with you, because that's what we want to do. You know, we're going to have our prayer team come and line up here. If there's anything that you just say, you know, I'm struggling with something in my life, my family, my kids, my health, whatever it is, just step out of your seat. Come and let somebody stand together in faith with you. So we're believing for each one of us to see victory in every area of our life. Amen. And so as we sing this final song, we're going to worship God. If you don't have anything that you want to come forward for prayer, just close your eyes, forget about those people around you, and focus your attention on worshiping God. It changes something. It changes something in the atmosphere when you do that. And I want to speak to those that are watching online today, and maybe you're not in service today because you're facing a physical challenge. Maybe you're sick today. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God. Maybe you've got another challenge in your life. Let's stretch our faith together. Father, we just, I release the healing power of God to flow right through these airwaves into the homes and hearts and lives and bodies of people that are watching right now. I release the healing power of God. I thank you, Father, for miracles that take place, things that the doctors say are impossible, that are not impossible with you, Father. We just release healing right now in the name of Jesus. If you're watching and you have a prayer request, go ahead and put it in there. But family, we're joining our faith together with you. We join our faith. None of us have to walk alone in our Christian walk together. If you need prayer, come on forward and we'll pray with you this morning. But we're going to worship God with one more worship song. We're going to give it all we got. Amen. Then all
give it all, we give it all. I'll give you all of my worship. For fire, 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 come consume it. I'll give you all of my worship.
Yeah.
do is raise your head to receive, to have an encounter. This is not a regular Sunday. This is not a check in a box. This is an encounter with the one true God who has come with salvation and healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Come on, church, and receive it this morning.
Before the Lord, and they would lay upon it that which was pleasing to him, and when they would light that on fire, there was an aroma that rose before his throne. And as we stand in this place today, there is an aroma that rises from the lives of God's people, and there are sacrifices that are laid upon the altar for your words that you speak, says the Lord. Come before me like a living sacrifice. Every time you open your mouth and you speak on my behalf, it rises before me as a sweet smelling offering, says the Lord. Every time you open your mouth, it rises as a sweet smelling offering before me, says the Lord. And there are things in your lives that you have laid down that others do not know the price that you have paid to lay them down. But I will never forget, says the Lord. I will never forget what it takes, what it has taken for you to lay down certain things in your life. I receive them as a sacrifice before me. I receive them as an laid upon the altar, a life that's laid upon the altar, says the Lord. And it is well pleasing in my sight. It is well pleasing in my sight. For when you have chosen to go my way instead of the way of the world, when you have chosen to go my way instead of the way that your flesh wants to lead you, it is well pleasing in my sight, says the Lord, and there are rewards that are laid up for you. There are rewards in this life, says the Lord. There are rewards that you are yet to walk into. And some of you have been walking along a pathway, and you feel like you haven't begun to see the blessings that I have promised you. But oh, if you could only see in the spirit realm, says the Lord, for lining your streets are rewards that are eternal, that are for this life, that will affect your family, that will affect your children, that will affect your business, that will affect your finances. For if you lay down your life before me, says the Lord, do you not know the treasures of heaven that are available to you? Right now in this place, lift your hands before him. Father, we give you all our worship. Oh, we lay everything down before you today, Father. We offer our lives as a living sacrifice. We ask you to use us, Lord. We ask you to use our minds and our words and our bodies and our wisdom and our intelligence and everything you've placed upon us. We ask you to use us. We ask you to use us in this life to affect the lives of other people around us. We lay ourselves down. Just do it again. Just remind him, say, Lord, you are Lord of my life. You are Lord of my life. There's none above you. I give you all my worship. Hallelujah. 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 It's a holy ground that we stand on, family. Yeah, we come in the natural and we see people that we know and we sing words that we read. But at some point, something switches.